Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday. I guess y'all done heard already. It is Fat Friday all up in here. Listen, we don't belong to Jenny Craig. No. We don't belong to Jenny Craig. We don't belong to Weight Watchers. No, we don't do nothing of that stuff up in here. Do you hear me? We don't go to Planet Fitness. We don't go anywhere, honey. What we do is Fat Friday. On Fridays, we don't go anywhere. We don't go to the gym. We don't do Jenny Craig. We don't do Nutri System. We don't do Slim Fast. Oh, none of that, honey. You know what we do on Fat Friday? Honey, we eat cheeseburgers, pizza, steak burgers. We have some fries, some onion rings. Yeah, honey. And then we have some milkshakes, strawberry milkshakes. We have some cakes and some Jell-O rolls, some hot chocolate. And you know what? Best of all, we got some gumbo rum all up in here. Okay. So listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City, my darling. It is sunny outside. 72 degrees. 72 degrees in the sunny. All in the Windy City, baby. Listen, it's April the 14th, 2023, 6:45 p.m. on the Standard Time Zone. Then 7:45 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push on up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They somewhere, I just can't find them. They ain't working no more. I think they on vacation. Either on vacation, they on work relief. I think they done packed up from, you know, South Africa and Nigeria, and they done headed on over to what they call that place, Hatai. They done went over to Hatai. Well, listen, I can't find none of the people. One of them told me, say, oh, you know, my wife done had a baby. I'm like, well, your wife had the baby, man. You didn't have the baby. You still got 2 feet, 2 hands for work. So anyway, I don't know what's going on with those people. I really don't. I don't know what's going on with Fierce Nation International. They just got real late. But guess what? I got an honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumboRum.com. Please do shop Gumbo Rum online for all your rum life based and needs. And I promise you, you will love it, and you'll be back for second, third, fourth, and fifth on it. Listen, we got two flavors in stock. Natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve. Locka, boom, boom, yeah. Y'all know Steve Gump is bringing the Fierce Female Network to Hawaii. Yes, we are. I'm telling you what's the truth. Y'all know what I'm saying up in here. So listen, I got some work to do, and I am not kidding you. It is going to be going down on the station in Hawaii. Listen, one of the individuals, one of Steve's someone he is doing business with, decided to purchase some airtime in Hawaii, a Comcast channel, and they need people to fill up the time. Like, okay, Steve, I'll do it. You know what? I'm just like, get up in here. So listen. Before I get into the news by independent artist Eric Shine, y'all want y'all to get all up into this. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Yes, indeed, my darlings, the music is being heard all over the world. 23 countries and Bangladesh. That is pretty amazing. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys to do me a little favor while you're on Facebook. Y'all know we're on Facebook all day long. I don't even know what half the people on Facebook, what they really doing. I'm like struggling. I don't know what they doing. They on there. They doing something, but they on there. Okay. So listen. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Yes, indeed. Listen. I got some super hot, dope music by independent artist Eric Sean. Oh, my God. Y'all heard the song, Man Torn? I'm still toe up, y'all. I am still toe up over Man Torn. It reminds me of James Brown. Listen, it's a man's world. It's a man's world. You know what I'm saying? James Brown says it's a man's world. Well, according to Eric Sean, it's a man torn. You know, he was in love, got his heart torn. What makes people think that? Men don't get their heart broke. Men get their heart broken. They be hurt just like women. You know what I'm talking about. So listen, Eric Sean threw down on Man Torn. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, up in here on that song. I'm like, gee whiz, I'm going to do it again, Mr. Eric Sean. It's a man torn. Just like James Brown. It's a man's world. It's a man's world. But listen, James Brown, okay, I'll get back to you in just one moment. Right now it's a man torn. You hear me, James Brown? It's Eric Sean.
Oh. With this girl, I never forget Jezebel. She was so evil as hell. In reverse, I was Tina, and she was Ike. Every day and night, no woman wanted to fight with me. Obsessed with the sex, it's hard to leave. Called her my princess, called her my wife. Oh, we were tight. Wasn't doing nothing but fooling myself. She had me drinking from an empty well. She wasn't doing nothing but causing me misery. Sleeping with all kinds of meat, bringing transmitted diseases back home to me. Child support system used my son against me as a pawn and a toy. Oh, telling me when I can't and can't see my child. For how selfishness, oh, he grows up without a father now. Oh, he resents me as he become a young man. She brainwashed them to think that I'm a deadbeat dad. Woman, tell him, tell my son the truth, tell my son the truth. This hateful ass deed is because of you. Cry your eyes out, cry your eyes out. No one ever talks about it.
What you say? Yeah, in a hotel apartment.
riches of this world. You would still love to see the grief, to live in a loose of deception. Hey, hey.
That song is it right there. It is it, because you know what? He is telling a true story. That song is sellout material. It is sellout material. It is a play material. Listen here, Eric. So I'm serious up in here. I'm not playing no games. I am so serious. Man Torn, it is sellout material. You can do a stage play. You know, it's like a book. You can do a book. Let me tell you something, because it's true. You are telling a story that is fact. We always hear about the woman, her heart is broken. But you know what? What about when a man is torn? Let me tell you something up in here. I have so many guy friends. I have had so many guy friends that were so torn up and broken behind the women that they were dating and going with. I felt like the fix-it woman. Because, listen, let me tell you something. I was always so close to my guy friends, and they were always crying to me and telling me what happened with this one and this. And guess what? They couldn't even get themselves together to trust another woman. And I told you guys about the one that was my friend for years and years, and he had got engaged to this girl. She broke his heart. She didn't give him. He bought her a diamond ring, never gave him the diamond ring back. Come to find out, I knew the girl, and I wanted to beat her down real bad. That's how serious I was. I was like, but she came to my house. She was in my house, and it just so happened that he was there talking to me, and she was with my brother's girlfriend. They were in the back. And so, long story short, I wanted to beat that girl down right in the house. And Mama was like, you can't be throwing down, beating up nobody up in here in my kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm like, Mom, just open up the pot, and I'll put in with the pinto beans and stir up and treat her real good, you know? So, listen, when it comes to a man toy, it is real facts. I am telling you, I have had man after man after man after man. I got so tired. I was like, Jesus Christ. God, what are you taking me through with these guys? So let me tell you something. I had one guy. When I was living in Atlanta, but this is a different story. He didn't get his heart broken. He was hurt. He was a widow. His wife had passed away. And I am telling y'all, we went to Olive Garden. Every time we went, got together, it was always about, you know, his wife, which I can understand. But listen. I'm like, I can't take any more boo-hooing. I was so tired. And listen, people that's really feeling people's pain, I can feel people's pain. It's like, oh, my God. So it's feel like you got dead in the zone on your back. And listen, let me tell you something. Another good friend of mine I went to grade school with, I am telling you, this is not play stuff. This is real, that men do get torn up over relationships. Listen, I had one guy. We were really good friends. We went to grade school together. He went to high school. We both went to private high schools, and we still were friends when he went to college. He graduated from college. Still friends. And let me tell you something. One day he calls. He ended up getting married. We dated for a little bit, but I didn't get into a relationship. That was, you know, not a real serious relationship. He ended up marrying somebody else. Let me tell you what happened to this guy. He was married for years. have a family. Wife comes home one day and tells him, well, honey, I want a divorce. Just like that. And he didn't know anything was wrong. And so he tells me on the phone, he says, well, you know, I got a divorce. And I told him, I said, listen, honey, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to say his name. I said, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And he said, well, I want to tell you I'm really sorry, too. So listen, let me tell you something. Men get torn pieces just like women. So don't think for a minute that a man doesn't feel that pain. It hurts. It hurts, and it cuts to the core. When you really love a woman, when a man really, really, really loves a woman, they get cut to the core. And it's almost like nobody else can heal that hurt. But let me tell you something. It takes a long time for a man to really get whole again when they really, really, and it ain't got nothing to do with the sex. I am telling, well, it's about the sex, but what I'm saying, when you are spiritually connected with someone on a deeper level, right, it takes a long time for that wound to get healed. So listen, let me tell you something, Sean, you got something when it comes with man torn. You got sellout material because the song is bad, and it separates you from anything else. Let me tell you up in here. So listen, I got some more music. And listen, I'm serious. I am telling you. And the reason I can tell you straight out without a script, listen, this show is unscripted. I don't write a piece of material. I just come on and do it. I can tell you about a man torn because I have been there with so many different guys with them boo-hooing and being crying. And I'm not saying that to make light. I'm talking about the seriousness of the hurt and the wound that they feel behind somebody doing them wrong. And I am telling you, it is real. So listen. I got some more music coming up for you. Oh, my God. So listen, Eric Sean, run with that song. Man Torn, run like crazy. Run like crazy with that song. I am telling you, book material, stage play material, I'm telling you, that song is sellout material. It's just like Tyler Perry. You know when Tyler Perry was doing the stage plays, and some of his plays turned into, he started doing, what was it, Tyler Perry's House of Pain, and different ones that was on the stage first, and then it became television series. So listen, I'm telling you, Man Torn, you better get on up out of here. Oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. So listen, I got some more music that's coming down the pipes for you. Yeah, how about We Need a Revolution? Listen, you guys, this is the latest one that I dropped, March of 20. We Need a Revolution. Come on, check this out. Take a listen.
Let me tell you, we need a revolution. Let me tell you, we need a revolution. Peace and equality will never be. Let me tell you, we need a revolution. We need a revolution. Equality and restoration is upon me. Let me tell you, we need a revolution. Let me tell you, we need a revolution. Hate crime and murder lie in our streets. Proud boys storming the White House. We're no longer free. They tell me Roe versus Wade stood up and revolted on me. Blood, sin, and desperation is running our streets. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, ancestral drums are calling out to me. Let me tell you, we need a revolution. Let me tell you, we need a revolution. We need a revolution. Biden bends his back and pass laws from above. Let me tell you, we need a revolution. We need a revolution. Sawed-off shotguns, pistols, and rifles rule our streets. Let me tell you, we need a revolution. Let me tell you, we need a revolution.
All right. We need a revolution. Well, it has been a spankalicious show indeed. It has been a hot one with Mr. Eric Sean, infant artist Eric Sean with Millionaire Music with Mantoine. That is Millionaire Music all around the world. You hear me up in here? Oh, my goodness. So listen. I love that. I love to do that again. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. There's going to be another show later on tonight. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's do this thing. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.